two armed men gained entry through the chill off license, where they waved a gun in the face of the young member staff there and just told him to stay where he was. They went on and then proceeded to rob the post office. Now, they went off with a large undisclosed amount in a hijacked car, which was previously hijacked at the Sandale in the Ballyarnet area of Shantel. And they made off in this car towards the Donegal border at Muff, but they abandoned it at the Coney Road, and it's now getting investigated for a possible bomb or device.
Do we know if they had another vehicle waiting there and if ultimately they did make it across the border?
Well, I'm not too sure of this, but the police officers at the scene in the Coney Road have said they have apparently gone off on foot towards the Muff area.
Obviously, Gardaí would have been informed, and a cross-border search and investigation is underway.
Yeah. The Gardaí are informed and are liaising with PSNI in the north.
You'd obviously, in the first instance, be anxious that anyone with information, anyone who may have seen anything, particularly in that area close to the border, to come forward to either Gardaí or the PSNI.
Oh, definitely. It's essential that anyone with information about this incident contact PSNI or the guards immediately. These perpetrators would need to be caught and justice would need to be done. This postmaster has been a postmaster for years. And this is a small sub-post office. It is a lifeline for pensions and benefits in this small community of Comore. We seem to be sort of, we're on the outskirts of Derry, so we're sort of cut off from the main town. And in this day and age where Royal Mail is trying to close down small sub-post offices, this isn't doing the community any favours whatsoever.
And is it your fear that perhaps this might be used as an excuse by Royal Mail to do just that?
Well, I would hope not. I would hope not. You know, it's not a regular occurrence. You know, a robbery, this is just so out of the norm. And it was very, very frightening, you know, for the postmaster. You know, he is pretty shaken up, as are the members of staff at the wee centre store, one of which is very heavily pregnant.